Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to today's webinar, How to Leverage LinkedIn for Libraries. Our speaker is Julia Campbell. She's a frequent and popular presenter for our Florida Library webinar programs, and I've found out that she's much better at introducing herself than I am at introducing her. So, Julia, you have the microphone. Go for it.
Thank you. Thanks, Al. Thanks, Diana. Thanks, everyone. I'm really excited to be here today. We're going to talk about LinkedIn. We're going to talk about social media strategy and how you can really, you know, get more people excited about your mission and get more people involved in 2024. So who am I? We will look at my profile. We're going to go through the LinkedIn personal profile, company page, all sorts of features. But I am a mom of two. I'm a business owner since 2010. I've written two books. One is Storytelling in the Digital Age, A Guide for Nonprofits. And the second is all about how to build and mobilize a social media community. I have been a development director. That's how I started my career. I was a marketing coordinator and a development director. And I've kind of done everything, run the gamut from small shops to larger shops. And right now I also host a podcast that I love. It's like my third child. It's called Nonprofit Nation, and episodes come out every Wednesday with experts in the field on all sorts of topics. So I would love for you to check that out. So what are we going to talk about today? We'll really cover a little bit of the landscape as we enter 2024. Like, why should libraries and nonprofits be using LinkedIn? Why are we thinking about it? Why are we talking about it? What are the advantages? Then we'll delve into the how, the best practices for your personal, for your company page, what kind of content, how can you grow your network using this tool? And then if you do have questions, you know, please throw them into the chat and I will be happy to answer them. So first off, really, what makes LinkedIn different? If you're on there, then you know, but the vibe there is completely different. So Facebook right now, it's kind of a marketplace, actually, but it's more like the local pub or a family reunion. You know, X is the fast-paced newsroom. LinkedIn is more like a trade show or a conference or like a recruiting fair. It's really where thought leaders go to congregate and people go to showcase their expertise. I really feel strongly about LinkedIn for anyone working for social good or anyone in civic engagement. Like, we are like anyone working for the government, anyone that is in the nonprofit space, because people on LinkedIn are super engaged with things that they care about. So 37% of surveyed LinkedIn members said that they often share nonprofit posts. Now, LinkedIn does not have a specific vertical that they study for libraries. So we're going to just try to incorporate this data as best that we can. But people do like to share these kinds of posts on LinkedIn. Now, Hootsuite recently did an engagement report and they studied different sectors. They studied businesses, they studied agencies, and they studied nonprofits. And what they found is that LinkedIn actually is the second most engaging platform for nonprofits, for people in like the civil sector, 2.26%, as a, you know, Instagram's the top with 2.47%. So even more than Facebook, more than X, and more than TikTok, which I was really surprised to see. So the data is there telling us that it's important. So why I think it's also perfect, people engage. So they donate to causes and donations. That means that they are willing to put their money where their mouth is, or maybe they're willing to come to events. They're willing to donate goods and services. They're very generous and they're very engaged with their communities, which I thought was really interesting. So this is a report that you can get from classy.org. And if you go to LinkedIn for nonprofits, all of the data is there as well. It's also LinkedIn found, or Classy found, that LinkedIn's the highest converting social media channel for nonprofits. What that means is people tend to go to the website, they tend to click on links, they tend to convert, which, you know, go and take the action that people want them to take on LinkedIn. And they're just much more likely to be interested in social causes and actually act on it, which I think is really great. Also, users visit LinkedIn at a frequent cadence. So, a lot of LinkedIn users, it's at least once per week, 28% is daily. And then this sort of translates into who regularly donates to a cause, individual or nonprofit organization. So you can see they're very, very heavily engaged. Also, 42% of LinkedIn users, they use LinkedIn to research companies and organizations. And we're going to talk about how to complete your about page and complete your company page, but they ranked that as the most important factor influencing whether or not they would donate or whether or not they would engage. So, when thinking about LinkedIn, if you're not on there or if you're thinking about maybe putting more of your social media eggs into the LinkedIn basket, we have to remember the four pillars of social media engagement. And I've taught this before on several webinars, but it's really important to understand because to do anything on social media effectively, you need to go all in. Like you really need to invest in four different areas. So, research and listening, that is, what are other people doing? Following other accounts, taking webinars like this, great first step, learning strategies, learning trends, learning best practices. And the second piece, community management. You have to be able to manage comments, manage DMs. There are a lot of DMs on LinkedIn when you get on there. A lot of spam. I would say zero trolls. I have not gotten any kind of trolling messaging on LinkedIn. I have gotten a lot of spam, but you got to manage that. Number three, of course, the big piece, content creation, which is your original content, and curation, which just means collecting and finding the best information for your audience, for your locality that is not original to you, but your audience may or may not be interested in. And then measurement and analysis. What actually are you doing on LinkedIn? And looking at the analytics and seeing, is it driving whatever your goals are, whatever your objectives are? Is it driving traffic? Is it driving email signups? Is it driving registrations? Is it driving membership? Whatever your goal might be, just making sure you're looking at the data and the analytics and iterating and improving. So when you jump on any platform, but LinkedIn especially, you need to be able to do all four of these things. And maybe you don't have the bandwidth, maybe you don't have the time. That's very natural. That's absolutely, we're all bootstrapping, we're all departments of one, right? So being really intentional and thinking through, like, do I have the time to do all of these things? Okay, now the 10 ways that libraries can leverage LinkedIn. The first, I think, LinkedIn is a professional networking platform, and it really allows you to connect with local professionals, educators, community leaders. And I really think that, building up this strong professional network for yourself, for the library, can open up more opportunities for collaborations and resource sharing. Community engagement. So, it provides a platform to engage with the community in a professional context. It's much different than Facebook. It's going to be a more targeted audience that are really interested kind of in what you're doing. And there are fewer trolls. I just see fewer outwardly hostile people on LinkedIn. Okay, third, showcasing your expertise. So I really believe libraries can use LinkedIn to showcase expertise in, information services, education, community support, whatever it might be. And then this establishes you as a go-to resource to your community. Of course, recruitment, talent acquisition, recruit skilled professionals for job openings, volunteer positions, reach a pool of potential candidates, and connect with people and individuals passionate about library services. Number five is partnerships and collaboration. So really, LinkedIn does help facilitate, connections with other organizations, businesses, institutions, partnerships with local community organizations, like-minded entities, people that kind of share common goals. Of course, promoting events and programs. We will talk about how to set up events in LinkedIn. And it's just so easy to create an event page and share it. And this makes it easy for, community members to discover and attend your events and participate in your programs. Reaching a professional audience. Now, I love this because LinkedIn caters primarily to a professional audience. Like, this makes it the ideal platform to connect with young professionals, older professionals. You can tailor your messaging to this demographic. Promoting resources. We all have resources, right, that we want to get out there. Ebooks, audiobooks, digital databases, other offerings. So we can use it to promote that. We can highlight the resources so we can ensure that the community makes the most of it. And then, staying informed about trends. I think that LinkedIn is a great place if you follow several different organizations, you follow people in the community, because you don't have to follow, you can follow people or you can follow pages. And then you can stay informed about, advancements, community needs, and, anything else that you need to know that will help you do your job better. And then I really firmly think that all of social media, but LinkedIn is a great place to promote your mission, to promote what you stand for, and to rally other people around the cause, promoting literacy, promoting the importance of reading and research, and really explaining why libraries are important and vital to the nation. All right, so your personal LinkedIn profile, some best practices. Now, I'm not going to say that my LinkedIn profile is like 100% perfect. I'm always tweaking it. And that's the thing, you can always tweak it. I always have 10,000 messages and 90,000 things happening up here. But I don't know. I tend to go for, what do I want people to see first? Like, what do I want to be known for? What do I want someone coming to my profile to immediately say, oh, like, I want to connect with this person? Because you have to remember, you can connect, hold on one second, you can connect and or follow someone. So connecting just means you can message each other. It's a little bit deeper of an experience. But following people just means that it's sort of like on Instagram, like, you can just follow them, they don't have to follow you back. So having this descriptive image up there, talking a little bit about, what you do, who you are. You can have your professional, you certainly can have your professional experience here. So I have a lot of my professional experience down here. You want to make sure you connect it to your library. So you connect it to, like, I'm connected to North Shore Community College. Connected to, several other places I work, connected to my, education. And actually, I need to update that. Whenever I do this, I'm always like, oh, I need to update that. So just make sure, and also you can update your contact information. You can say what you're open to. Are you finding a new job? Are you hiring? Okay, you can add several different profile sections and their core sections. You can edit it very, very easily here. Additional names, pronouns, headline. Now you can get AI suggestions if you have a premium account. And then, what's your industry, your location? Just make sure that you update this. You can update this really frequently. You can update it kind of whenever you want. So it's really up to you. But this is going to be the very first thing that people see when they decide they want to connect with you. Now, for your company page, that's different. So you think about it like you do Facebook. You've got a profile, you've got a page. So the way to set it up, it's really easy, but you do need to first have a personal account. that includes your name and position. And you need a work email address. So I couldn't use juliaclairecampbell@gmail.com to set up my page. I need a work email. So these are just in place to stop impersonators, right? Pages with complete information get 30% more weekly views. This is your about section, your contact information. Add your logo, add your cover image, fill out your description with details about your origin story, goals, core values, positioning, relevant terms, relevant phrases, your URL, location, industry, company size, as much information as you can, because LinkedIn, your company page, it's actually likely to show up in search. Now, Google does not surface Facebook pages or Instagram accounts unless you write, Julia Campbell Instagram. But if you wrote Julia Campbell you into Google right now, you'd probably find my LinkedIn. So for some reason, Google doesn't hate LinkedIn. Not yet, anyway, because they're competitors, right? LinkedIn's owned by Microsoft and it's a whole thing. Customize your call to action to align with your goals. If you have a call to action, if you want people to subscribe, if you want people to go to your website, you want to customize that call to action. So the way to make your page stand out is do like talk about what you stand for, who you are, what you're trying to do, rather than just a rehash of like, we are the local library that serves XYZ. What's going to make you stand out? What makes you different? What is like a little interesting fact? Like, I know the Toronto Public Library says, like, we're the busiest, wait, we can look it up. We're the busiest metro. Hold on. Toronto Public Library should know me because I just looked it up. Oops. It has a great little slogan. We are world's busiest urban public library system. So what's sort of a little nugget or something interesting just to make your page, stand out from the rest? Engaging pictures, linking to your web page, your banner image hopefully would convey something about your mission. It doesn't have to. Don't get stressed out about your banner image. But these are just kind of best practices when you want to stand out. Now, the memorable headline, I want you to take inspiration from the IRC. We respond to the world's worst humanitarian crises and help people to survive, recover, and gain control of their future. It is powerful because it's inspiring, but it says we. It's almost like, oh, I believe in that. I want to be a part of that. I'm going to follow them. I'm part of that we. So this captures your audience attention. And you could just say we, you could say something funny. It doesn't have to be something super serious, but it's going to help you stand out if you have this interesting and, sort of out of the box headline. Also, you can encourage your staff to use this snippet for the headline in their own profile, which will also help you amplify your message. And it's the IRC example. Like everything on social media, you need to share your story and invite us to be a part of it. That's the only way we're going to grow our audiences on any social media platform, and LinkedIn is no different. So people can search by keywords. So be strategic with the messaging you choose. In the about section, that is the opportunity to share more about your mission, vision, and values, right? And to get a little bit more, get a little bit more maybe personal or casual, like explain what's your story, how can we be a part of it? And use the space to talk about the role that individual people can play because you have their attention. You got to explain what you're doing. So, in the New York Public Library, the mission is to inspire lifelong learning, advance knowledge, and strengthen our communities. Now, their call to action to offer this wide array, I don't know why that's so hard to say, of free programming. The New York Public Library relies on both public and private funding. Learn more about how to support the library. at nypl.org/support. So you can have that call to action, absolutely. But you want to make sure that you're thinking about what it is. Do you want people to give? Do you want people to learn about your programs? Do you want people to register? Do you want people to sign up? The New York Public Library, they're just so they're iconic, right? So they can use a cover image like that. I would use the cover image to maybe put some words in. You don't want to be too wordy, but you could create a LinkedIn cover image in Canva if you're using Canva. Just go to LinkedIn banner or LinkedIn company page banner. There's all sorts of templates that you can use in Canva. Another question I get pretty frequently is how often to post. That's completely up to you, but the data shows that pages that post daily get twice the engagement. So if you do not have content enough to post daily, that's fine. Post 2 times a week, move up to maybe 3 times a week. You want to post at a consistent cadence, something that is manageable for you. It's just like when my mom told me she wanted to start going to the gym. Everyone did, right? New Year's resolutions. She said, I want to go to the gym 5 days a week. And I said, okay, that's great. But then if you don't go 5 days, you're going to feel like a failure. So I said, so why don't you do 2 days? And then we'll move on to 3 days. And she's been doing great. But just don't set yourself up for failure. Don't say, we're going to post 7 days and we're going to post 12 videos. Start slowly, start small, start with a manageable cadence. So posting regularly during peak hours. I always take this with a grain of salt. People always ask me this. I think maybe posting outside of peak hours. I post sometimes on weekends, and that gets a lot of engagement, but always prioritize quality over quantity. Quality over quantity. Don't throw up a post just because, you kind of think you have to. What to post? Well, I recommend a healthy mix of updates, thought leadership, anything that you specialize in, your knowledge centers, like what do you want people to know about you? Calls to action, news articles, blogs. You can use their content suggestions tool, which is actually really cool. So I recommend, watching the video for that. And then they have, how to get started with LinkedIn pages, how to use mobile admin, lead gen forms. So this is a really great website to go to. I can put this in the chat for you. So they do have suggestion tools. Another thing that I recommend, I don't know if you use ChatGPT, you might love it, you might hate it. But let me see. Give me ideas for 10 posts that I can use to showcase my local library. So you can use ChatGPT, Spotlight on Librarians, Book of the Week, Library Events. I love ChatGPT just for ideas generation. I would never use it to actually create my content, but I love it for idea generation. Historical archive gems. Like I wouldn't even think of a lot of these reader recommendations behind the scenes. So there are a lot of different things that you can post and a lot of different ways you can look. I recommend also following a lot of different organizations. Also, I can let me see. I can copy the link to that and put it in the chat if you want to get these recommendations. But you can also regenerate it, or you can put your own mission in. Another way I like to use ChatGPT for LinkedIn content generation is you can put a bunch of content from your website. You can put an annual report. You can put, a research report or something in there and just say, synthesize this into 5 social media posts for LinkedIn. So a fantastic tool just to, help, use the content we already have and help repurpose it or give us ideas for other things. So that's another way you can do it. I think if someone mentions you or tags you, absolutely reshare that. If someone is advocating for you or talking about your organization, you can reshare that. Posts with videos and photos get twice as much engagement, twice as many comments as posts without. So be, strategic in using either Canva or using photos and videos you already have. Now, unlike other social media sites, LinkedIn loves PowerPoints and PDFs. Like, who would have known? I learned this from my colleague. Her name's Angela Pitter, and she is a LinkedIn superstar. She was posting PDFs constantly, and I messaged her and I said, PDFs, like, I would never think to post that on any other social media site. And she said, it gets like 10 times the engagement. People love PDFs. LinkedIn loves PDFs and docs and PowerPoints. We all have a lot of those, right? As, information sharing organizations. So think about what you have that you could post in there, and then you could sort of have an archive and people can find them later. It's very interesting the way that LinkedIn works. Live video, we'll talk about how to use LinkedIn Live. Video gets 5 times more engagement. Live video gets 24 times more. I'm a huge fan of LinkedIn Lives. Polls, using poll-based quizzes, ways that people can get involved. This is a live that the Red Cross did. I can actually share, I'll share some examples of LinkedIn Lives that I have done recently. I wanted to go to this post to show you the video. I love this. And also this content, Library Shelfie Day, you could absolutely repurpose this for it's it might have been an Instagram reel originally, like who knows, it's a vertical video. But you can see, like, look how much real estate it takes up in the news feed. And also the quick pace of it is going to catch someone's eye. It's going to stop the scroll. That's the entire goal of all social media content, right? Is to catch my eye, pique my curiosity, and stop the scroll and get me to click on it. So think about ways that you can do this. Library Shelfie Day. There hashtags on LinkedIn. People do use them. I would use them sparingly. I would probably just use like one or two. But I think this is a really, really neat way to leverage LinkedIn. Showcasing volunteers and staff members, also talking about awareness months. So, November is Homelessness Awareness Month, and this month we are doing this, and to help us, bring people home, I'm hoping to do this. It's very clear. I love this post because it's very easy to read. It's easy to skim. It's easy to understand. It looks like a social media post, but it's not too crazy with the emojis. It's got very strategic emojis. And it invites engagement. It invites people to sort of collaborate with the post. So think about cause and awareness days that you can leverage, cause and awareness days that you can kind of jump on to create a post about, to talk to someone about, to share a donor or a staff or a volunteer or a member spotlight about. Okay, events. I am such a huge fan of LinkedIn events. LinkedIn events get, to me, they get so much more engagement than Facebook events. I think that because Facebook events, they run the gamut from, personal to something happening in the community to professional to your friends having a birthday party to something else. It's like a kind of a mishmash of all of your lives on Facebook. But with LinkedIn events, it really is just professional events. You're not going to get your friend's, 40th birthday invitation on LinkedIn. I would hope not. I don't want it to go there, but it's more professionally focused. It can be tied to your page, or it can be created by an individual. So that's another great feature. Some ideas, fundraising events, if you're having a gala, a silent auction, a Friends of the Library event, that's a huge way you can generate more people attending. If you have educational webinars, workshops that you're streaming, panel discussions, fireside chats, keynotes, conferences, program launch events, There's all sorts of events that you can create. Just for the on the tech end, you do need to make sure you're a super admin or a content admin for your page. And I can just show you really quickly how to set up an event. Let's just go to my home, and all my events will be listed here. So this was one that I just did, actually, social media trends for nonprofits. That was a LinkedIn Live that I did with Hootsuite. I did it through StreamYard, and then I broadcasted to LinkedIn because I don't know how you can,
But I think we're all good
oops,
now.
I don't know how to pull in multiple people just on LinkedIn. So I used an outside tool. But when you manage it, you can, invite people. There's comments, there's networking, there's analytics, there's details, there's all sorts of great things. You don't have to do a live event, so you can send people to other places. Like I did a webinar on January 16th, and so this was not a LinkedIn Live, but I sent people to Zoom. So that's something else that you can do, which I think is really great. You don't have to do a LinkedIn Live. So when you're setting up an event, you just add the event, create the event, cover image, speakers. You can create it from either your page or from your personal profile, which I think is really pretty cool. So, what are the benefits? The registration form. So, people can opt in to get future marketing communications from you, and then they will get reminders and update notifications for the event. And it's free. There's ways to promote it. Certainly, you can set up ads to promote it, but you can create an ad campaign. But you can invite people. Like, you can actually, if you look at this, there are so many ways people can find your event. Search, it'll show up in the My Network tab. It could show up in the feed if you're promoting it, or direct invitations. Oh, I don't have an upcoming event because I could show you how you invite people. You basically go to manage. This is a past event, so you won't get to do it. You go to manage or you go to share, and then you can repost to your feed. You can send in a message. You can invite your colleagues. You can invite your people that you're connected to directly. And you can't click and invite all of them. Like, that's not something you can do. But you can filter by sector. You can filter by title. There's all sorts of different ways that you can do it. And I find that to be really effective. Also, just sharing on your feed. Just sharing on your feed, sharing inside different groups that you think might be interested. Personal profiles should share the event. So this could be for anything. I know libraries have tons and tons of events. I get the local library newsletter all the time, and I know that they have tons and tons of events. So there are a lot of ways that you can promote attendance and promote signups with LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn Live, I said this is, I'm just such a huge fan of this. If you're doing anything live, like, I know we do a lot of Facebook lives. You should be doing a LinkedIn live. I just think it gets more targeted and authentic engagement. On Facebook, you'll get a lot of spam, a lot of trolls. I just have not had a lot of luck recently with Facebook Live. I used to go live on Facebook constantly. Now, because of my audience and who I'm targeting, and the topics that I'm talking about, I will only go live on LinkedIn. So, if you have built an audience on Facebook, on Instagram, on X, on, YouTube, wherever your audience lives, you want to make sure that you're leveraging that platform. But for me, I really think LinkedIn, for our purposes, our professional purposes, is really the best place to go live. And what I love, your audience will get notifications. So some of, if people are following you, they'll get a notification that you're live, which is going to drive engagement. And it lives forever on your page. It's just a piece of content that you can kind of keep forever. And then it's not limited to your existing followers. So anybody on LinkedIn can discover it and choose to watch. So what I tend to do is when I go live, I'll say, hey, everyone, if you want to share this, invite a friend, tag a friend that needs to be here. And that's just going to really help amplify your reach and, you know, who's seeing it, who's watching it. And then you can also respond to people's comments in the moment, which gets strong engagement. So I use StreamYard, like I said, to broadcast to LinkedIn because one, you cannot download the video from LinkedIn. Okay, you can't. It lives on LinkedIn, which is fine. You can drive people there, you can embed it on your website, but you cannot download the physical video file when you go live. If you use an outside third-party streaming service, you can download the file. That's why I tend to use it. I like to repurpose content. So I use my LinkedIn Lives, I put them on my website, I download the audio, and I put it on my podcast. There's all sorts of great. You could take the transcript, you could put it in Otter AI, which is a great AI tool. You could put it in ChatGPT and ask it for, you know, the five top summary bullet points. There's a lot of things that you can do, but just so you know, when you go live on LinkedIn, the one thing that I don't like about it is that you can't download the file. It is recorded, it's saved on your LinkedIn page forever. So it's available there. You can have the link, and like I said, you can embed it, but it's not able to be like transferred to other social media accounts. Another question that I get, LinkedIn publishing or email newsletter? Now, LinkedIn publishing is basically like an email newsletter that is attached to your LinkedIn account. A lot of you have probably seen this. I haven't gotten as many invitations in a while, but there was a while there where I was getting tons of invitations to subscribe to LinkedIn newsletters. It's the same thing, except it's just lives on LinkedIn. So, should you publish a LinkedIn newsletter? Maybe. Only if you have these three boxes checked. You already have an in-house newsletter program because that's more important. I don't want you to build your house on rented land. That's what I do not want you to do. I want you to consistently be being trying to get people on your email list because you own that email list, right? We own our email list. We can take it, well, as long as we have permission from the people that have signed up, we can take it with us wherever we go. We can take it to any email provider. LinkedIn, honestly, could close tomorrow, could start charging, could pull the rug out from under us. Elon Musk could buy it. You know, who knows what's going to happen. So we want to build a community there, but we don't want to just solely rely on a social media platform to reach our audience, right? Like we want to have other ways. So if you have an in-house newsletter program, a way to reach your community that's not LinkedIn, then yes. If you have the resources to run your own newsletter and a LinkedIn newsletter, and if you have a plan for converting subscribers on LinkedIn in some way. So the newsletters that I've seen that are really effective, I think, say, hey, like, get my free download, go to my website to get my free thing. Just trying to convert people and bring them over into the fold, like the email list. I like to think about using your LinkedIn newsletter as a way to kind of reimagine your content, and make a deeper connection with your LinkedIn connections. So showcasing some of your best stuff, repurposing your newsletter, bringing people to your other platforms for longer term engagement. Okay, I'm just going to take a sip of water. It's very dry here. Oh, it's really dry. It's probably going to snow. I can feel like my face cracking with the lack of humidity. Okay, engagement tactics, commenting and sharing posts that feature your library or feature your community. This is not a billboard. We have to interact. We have to be willing to actually interact and have a two-way conversation. Share trending articles, relevant, supportive of your mission or your community. You have to keep track of mentions, thanking people. That's the notifications tab. That's where people it's going to show, and you can set it up to get an email. I get an email if someone tags me or mentions me on LinkedIn so that I can respond in a timely fashion. Ask questions, encourage people to respond, encourage people to tag people. Also, organic sharing with your team. Okay. It's helpful to ask people to list your nonprofit under the experience section. It's also helpful to share a post. So you can notify employees of a post. I wouldn't necessarily do this with everything. I would probably do it, which are the important ones. Now, when it says notify employees, those are only people that have been, that are connected to your organization on LinkedIn that are official employees. They have an employee address, like, at jcsocialmarketing.com, and they have connected their personal profile to your company page, which I encourage everybody to do. So these are just current employees that are on LinkedIn. This is not going to notify the whole world. It's not going to notify every employee of your company. And it's really, it's just, I think it's a great way to just show, it's like social proof. This is how many people are affiliated with us. This is how many people care about us. I also, this is the fourth pillar. I really encourage social media managers, marketing managers, to use analytics. I think that we get so wrapped up in the constant hamster wheel of content creation, always creating more, always creating more, always doing more. You want to make sure that you're using analytics to improve performance. So this is a great article on some of the analytics that you can evaluate on LinkedIn. So you don't have to evaluate all of them. I would really pick maybe three because I think a lot of you are probably strapped for, time and bandwidth. But content, certainly, what content is really resonating? Is it videos, photos, maybe PDFs, PowerPoints like we talked about, text-only updates, events? Look at all of your content that you've posted. Once you've been posting for, I would say, a month or a couple of months, I mean, you really have to, you can't judge the effectiveness after one day or like one post. So, what kind of content really, really works? Where are your followers coming from? What's the source of visitors to your LinkedIn page? Now, leads, you can have a lead gen form. If you pay for specific ads and you set up the lead gen form, but you can download the information if people are filling out that form. Page followership, content with competitors. I always love that one because it's interesting what LinkedIn will suggest for your competitors. You can also pick out five or six pages that you want to follow that you think are competitors and see how they're doing, which I think would be interesting. Employee and member engagement, engagement with your career pages. That's, how if you have, if you're recruiting, and if you are looking for talent, like what's the engagement with that? And then, of course, newsletter analytics. So this is a place where you can kind of dive deeper into that. You just want to make sure that whatever you're measuring, you're not just measuring it for the sake of measurement. Like we don't want to measure things simply for the sake of collecting data. We want to really be strategic and think about what is our goal? What are we trying to achieve with LinkedIn? Like, if LinkedIn was successful for us, what would that mean? What would that actually mean at the end of the day? What could we accomplish? Do we want to, grow our newsletter followers? Do we want to grow our funder base? Build partnerships, build collaborations. I mean, there's all sorts of different things that you could strategically think about, but measuring, make sure you're measuring, like tying your metrics to that strategic goal. So Being strategic on LinkedIn. I love this post. September is National Library Card Sign-up Month. Orange County Library Systems join libraries across the country to remind everyone to get carded. So, National Library Card Sign-up Month. What a perfect time to just do a huge social media campaign. I love this. Anyone who signs up for a library card during the month of September will receive a free holographic I Got Carded or My First Library Card sticker while supplies last. And then they put a little video of someone that got the little holographic and got like a t-shirt. But National Library Card Sign-up Month, I think that is a perfect opportunity to be posting on LinkedIn about the importance of a library card and what do you get with the library card. We assume that people know everything that we do. We do. We assume that people know just what is offered at the library. And we shouldn't assume that because there are so many things that you do that I'm sure people do not know about. That would be a really cool LinkedIn post or sort of series of videos. Like what you don't know about the library or the secret life of the library. Like what happens? Like, do you host events? Do you host? I know, my library does like chess club and they do all sorts of other programs beyond just lending out books, right? So think about the knowledge gaps. Think about what your community doesn't know about you and be very strategic. You need to know your objectives. Your specific objectives and what you hope to achieve. Tying back your strategy to your goals is so super important. Have an intention, for each post and interaction. So be intentional. Now, we can't just look at LinkedIn content as a billboard, as a way for us to achieve our goals. We need to look at it as a way for our membership to achieve their goals. So, flipping it on its head, what kind of content do they want to see from us? What do they want to learn about? What do they want to know more about? And maybe sending out a survey, maybe thinking of a way that you could ask your audience, what kind of content do you want to see from us? What resources are missing? What questions can we answer? What resources can we provide for you? Because you might be surprised. So it's when I see a LinkedIn page that is entirely just, come to our event, promotion, 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 that's not going to be successful on LinkedIn. It's not meant for just pure promotion. It's meant for establishing this thought leadership, becoming the go-to resource, and really figuring out what your audience wants and how to give it to them. Measure, iterate, improve, just keep going. Just keep going. It's like exercise. You got to do it frequently. You got to keep doing it. You got to keep showing up and you've got to change it up if it's not working. So I don't think any LinkedIn plan can be measured before maybe 2 months of regular consistent posting. You're not going to have enough data. You're not going to have enough information. So measure, iterate, improve, and just keep going. All right. So I want to hear from you. If you have questions for me, I'm going to put my LinkedIn. I would love to connect with you. I'm going to put it in the chat. I would love for all of you to share your LinkedIn profiles. But I don't know if you have any questions about how you're using LinkedIn, how other nonprofits are using LinkedIn, or other libraries using LinkedIn. The other way you can do it is just search library. That's what I did. Just search library. Search your local community. I don't think my Boston Public Library. See, you can just search for what's going on in your community. Search for your page. Make sure it's not already claimed. And then you want to make sure, you're kind of claiming, you're claiming your page above all. Even if you don't plan on posting, just make sure you go in and claim your, your company page. Let me see. I want to see if I can do this. Create a company page. So you want to go just to, you have to have a personal profile, remember? For business, create a company page. Company, showcase, educational institution. So it's very, very easy to do. It's set up, it's free. And I encourage all of you to do that. Okay, I don't know. I'm done with the presentation. I need to drink some orange juice. I would love to hear from people what questions they have, if they have any questions, or they're just kind of taking in the information. And if there aren't questions, we can just maybe get back to our day. So I don't know. What do you think? I'm
Well, we'll give
gonna
them
stop
about
sharing. Okay, there
give
we
them
go.
about 30 seconds more here. Again, it takes longer to get your questions in the chat than it does to just speak them. And since we're in a
Sure.
webinar, chat tends to come up as the way to do this. So what I will say while we're waiting is, Julia, I really appreciate your presentation. One of the things you always do is give us about 2 hours worth of information in a 1 hour block.
Yeah.
Without making it seem rush. You're not talking fast and jabbering to get it in. It's just totally solid content the whole way, and that's great in a webinar. I'm looking at chat right now. I don't see anything new coming in there, so I will let us get back to our day. Again, Julia, thanks, and thanks to all of you who have attended
Sure.
today, and we hope you go out and put
Yeah.
this information to work.
Thank you. If you need anything, you can always email me. If you process the information and have questions later, send me an email.